The Arts Channel supports the exploration of artistic expression and culture for all. To explore for yourself, visit uctv.tv/arts.
My name is Dr. Pinar Yoldash. I'm an associate professor at UC San Diego. Synaptic sculpture is really about the fact that our brains, our nervous systems, which is, you know, made of neurons, and there's the site between two neurons, which is the synapse, and it keeps evolving and changing. So the idea was for me really how art transforms the brain, and like throughout a lifetime, the brain itself becomes almost like a sculptural object that shifts and morphs, and old connections are gone, new connections are made, etc., etc. I think the ideas that I take from science and biotech, etc., I'm able to communicate them in novel ways. I call them sometimes drug delivery systems, to the audience via an architectural installation. And the background in planning, understanding the site, understanding or thinking about the human behavior, putting yourself in the heads of the other, right, theory of mind, all of that helps me configure an aesthetic experience. When you enter the space, we have a color scheme that is borrowed from the visible spectrum, and that guides the layout of the artwork. One part of the exhibition is called Biodegradable Futures, and in that part, I have prototypes for photobioreactors that actually could help integrate algae photobioreactors into existing architecture. Through that work, I want them to think about our biodegradable future together. And I would like to catalyze thinking around a sustainable future where, for instance, plastics doesn't accumulate in the oceans, in landfill, in the forest, in soil, in the air, and in our very own bloodstreams. Another piece that I have is called Kitty AI.
I was only 8 months old when all hell broke loose in West Eurasia.
And Kitty AI is artificial intelligence, who becomes the first governor.
We were all terrified, men, women, cat, dog.
One really specific thing about Kitty AI is that she can feel. Now, artificial intelligence systems aren't affective. That's another thing I want our audience to think about. Where is AI futures headed? What does it mean for a machine or a synthetic intelligence to feel? The other part that is very important for me in the exhibition is called Genomic Table, which is connected to a set of different works, including Fool's Fall, Genetically Modified Gods, and a very long name, a mouthful, Molecular Comfort 20-seater Amino Acid Sofa. Those pieces all are here because I wanted the audience to really also think about our biotech future. There's gene modification of viruses, bacteria, and we use, you know, products that are coming from those kind of technologies. And then there's gene modification of animals and maybe also humans. This is something that has come up for quite some time now. And I want the audience to think about, like, where is this technology headed and who's controlling this, who's behind this. But at a very basic level, you know, how does this work? What is an amino acid? Technology, first, as a platform through which creativity can happen. And secondly, as a platform through which thought can happen to understand future or to build a more resilient future is super, super integral to my work. In this exhibition, we have digital technologies used both in production of the animations. Both our animations in the exhibition are digitally made. And then I used CNC tools and digital fabrication tools to literally build every, you know, pedestal, every single item, every prototype. That is only possible when you're staying close to technology. I think the overall feeling, I wanted to create a friendly lab environment where a lot of projects that are kind of like, you know, hinting at the future is happening in a relaxed you know, psychologically safe environment, maybe the audience can learn about these things. I think the main feeling that I aim to generate is curiosity.